What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
You're back at it, episode 7 of the Grant Leonard Show. You see him in the picture there with his shot black and center Malcolm Wilson off the bench doing big things defensively for the Queens Royals. G, 3-1 since we last talked, man. Are you happy with that, with their recovery of the team, man, as you get ready for his Nashville road trip coming up here this week?
Yeah, I mean, we had a really good, three of the last four, and all of them were at the Levine Center, and then we lost one tight one at North Alabama, but guys are making a lot of progress, really starting to figure out, you know, guys' roles and how we play and margins and stuff like that. Been really proud of the progress. And this guy's one of them, you know, more and more experience on the floor, and his impact's been huge. You start to see him block, you know, every game, multiple shots. Had five on Thursday night. Is that right? Five.
Yeah, man, tie your career high, Malcolm. Five blocks, man, against Central Arkansas, man, and also to any with Hoyas as well. Well, tell me about, man, being tall as you are, man, impacting the game, but at the end of the floor, man, affecting how teams want to go drive to the hole, knowing you're there waiting on them.
Yeah, it feels good to have, you know, that kind of impact on the game, and, you know that you're in the other player's mind mentally and how they play and affecting the way that, you know, they score. And so any way I can make an impact on the game and, you know, find time to help my team out, that's what I'm trying to do.
It's probably my favorite part of the EKU win was the nation's leading shot blocker for EKU, ducking and hiding where Malcolm was. And that was awesome to see. He was nervous and because he got a shot blocked a few times. And there was one time he caught it, could have dunked it, kind of hesitated. Then he put it up. Malcolm got it again. And see that kind of hesitation, we haven't had that in a long time.
And Malcolm, as you watch film on your opponents, man, how do you kind of position yourself to go block their shots or affect their shots or become a statue, make them shoot over because of your length and your height, man? So as you watch film on your opponents, how do you kind of set yourself up to be able to block those shots and affect their shots and get in their heads the way G just described as EKU?
Yeah, it's really just a feeling. Coach talks a lot about staying in between, you know, your man and the rim. And so, you know, positioning is the first part, but the rest is just feeling on when they're going to release the ball and go after it.
No doubt, man. And for you, how you gonna get that feel? You know, I'm 5'11". I wasn't one of the tall guys. You're a tall guy, 6 foot tall. So how do you kind of get a feel for a guy when they're gonna go up and get that right timing to block it without getting in that wrist so they don't call a foul on you as well?
But knowing film is a part of it. So knowing if you have a player that's going to shot fake a lot or spin, if they're going up quick, just knowing what their moves are and being ready for those moves, that definitely helps out a lot. But I mean, I don't want to say it's simple, but it's just high hands and when they release it, go after it.
No doubt, man. And you know what, G, with since this rule, secondary defenders this year, man, him being 7 foot tall, man, hands swallowed up, man, with his length, man. He can't call a foul to do 7 foot tall blocking somebody's shot, man.
Hey, it's been great. You know, we've actually never really played a lot of drop coverage, or what we call weak, and because we never had the rim protection, so we were trying to keep it out of the paint. And this year, as we've started to kind of, you know, find our groove, we've had a lot more of drop coverage, and that's because of Malcolm, because we feel comfortable with him being able to contest the shot, but then also get back to his and box out. So it's been a huge difference for us, and has really anchored our defense, and it's been fantastic.
And Malcolm, for you, man, you know, a lot of people want to score the ball, and that's just impact. But you're the impact defensively and getting rebounds and taking up space. So for you, man, when did you get that learning and that zeal and passion to affect the game without scoring as much, man?
I think that started in high school. I averaged, I think, 6 points in high school, being the tallest player out there, and just seeing that I was getting a lot of attention just from rebounding and blocking shots. And so I had the mentality that I really didn't have to score. I, you know, when those opportunities came to score the ball, then I need to take advantage of them. But that wasn't my role. We had a lot of other players on the team who were scorers, and so that's their job, and I just had to know what my role was on the team.
You kind of mentioned something very important there, Malcolm. You know, a lot of kids, y'all guys your age, man, knowing their role and accepting their role is a hard thing. So for you, man, learning in high school, man, kind of wish you could get that basketball IQ, emotional intelligence, to be able to know this is my role. This is what helps the team be better. Meaning, I don't score the ball, but I know this is what I do helps the team. And we're very effective at it. We're gonna win if I do these things.
Yeah. Just being surrounded by smart people. I had a lot of good coaches, a lot of good players that I've played with. And so they really broke it down to me where I didn't have to do the thinking. They just let me know, you know, do these things. And even here, G says the same things, like do your job, rebounding, blocking shots, defending. You know, that's all I have to do to be on the floor.
We're trying to get better at throwing lobs, and Malcolm is way more adept at catching the ball above the flow instead of below it. And we've got to get our guards programmed to throw it up, and we're trying to work on that as we go. We work on it every day, and we're getting better and better at it. But it's one of those deals where it takes time, and doesn't just, you don't just flip a light switch and suddenly you're throwing lobs on every pass. But I do think by the end of the year he'll be a rim threat more consistently, and it'll really help our offense as well.
And Malcolm, well, who are some bigs you looked up to, man, as you were growing up in high school, man, and really kind of what you wanted to kind of mold your game like, man?
Yeah, so one of the first players that I liked early was Hassan Whiteside. He was just a big shot blocker, and so I watched him a lot. And then as I learned where my game could go, I started to like Clint Capela more, Rudy Gobert, and so those were players that I started to look at, and you know, they kind of gave me the vision for what my game could be.
Clint Capela, somebody I know very well, by the way. And I'll tell you some stories about him as well, what he does when I see you this week, man. So yeah, CC, somebody I know very, very well, man. So great guy to bottle after, man.
See, he's not still with Atlanta, is he? Like, I know he was with him for a long time, and then he went to the Rockets. Where is Clint now?
He's still with the Hawks. He's our starting center.
Still with the Hawks.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome.
Starting center. Yep, he sure is, man. And Malcolm, man, for you, brother, kind of, I know you're from Columbia. It's an hour from home. So is that part of the reason you chose Queens to come play for G-Man after leaving Georgetown?
Yeah, that was definitely a part of the decision being here in Charlotte, closer to home. I love DC, but it was always, 7 8 hour drive to get home, flight, whatever it took. So I definitely get to see, my family, my mom, my sisters here in Charlotte, my niece. So, having all of them here is a big reason.
No doubt, G. Like I said, man, you pulled you a good one, man. I'm a high major guy coming to Queens, man. You doing some things recruiting wise, buddy.
Well, it was good fit for Malcolm. As I told Malcolm in the recruiting process, we didn't have a true five man, and lots of opportunity for him to grow here. And we run a system that he'd fit well in, and I think he's starting to grow into that. And been really proud of him to see where he's going, and not just where he is now, but where he's going to end up here at the end of the process. And I think Malcolm's going to have a long, fruitful pro career protecting someone's rim at the professional level for a long time.
No doubt, man. And G, man, I must tell you, man, against UCA, man, you had big nights from AJ and Dayton, man. And you responded to that big one and closed the game out the right way. So I see you've been getting those guys clicking together, man, a lot with Dayton and AJ and those guys. About what they've been doing on the court for these last four games, man.
Dayton has really made a lot of progress with his ball security. So his turnovers have been way down, which has really helped our offense quite a bit, become way more efficient. And AJ has made a huge jump because shot selection, he's actually taken a few less shots and making more of them. He's learning to read the big down low and figure out when he's supposed to get all the way to the rim and when he's not. And so it's really helped AJ's, both of their efficiencies gone up, which has really helped our team. Which was a big deal, and it's allowed us to set our defense more often because there's less live ball turnovers and quick shots, and those two's progress mentally has been the biggest jump. And then obviously defense, we've made a big jump playing Malcolm more, playing a little bit bigger, which has helped us rebound a little bit more effectively, but also just be more solid defensively, stay between the ball and the basket, and being able to contest shots with more length. When that has really been the reason our season has kind of turned is just everyone's understanding of how to shave just a little bit more efficiency offensively and then be a little bit more effective defensively.
And G, North Alabama wasn't the results you wanted, but you had three guys with double doubles. That's kind of rare in today's game. And you had a fourth guy double figures, man. So I know you wish you could have came out of there with a win, but especially with three guys going double doubles for you, man, putting out the effort on road for you guys.
I thought we played really well, and after the game, I wasn't upset at all. I told our guys, like, thought they played really hard. I've never seen a box score where a team goes 13 for 19 from three. I've just never seen it. So, kudos to them for having an epic shooting night. And if they didn't have that type of shooting night, I think we go away winning. So I was proud of our guys, and I think they're starting to execute the game plan and understand what we're trying to do. And we just need to kind of get over the hump on the road. And we've got two chances this week, at Lipscomb and at Austin Peay. And last year that road trip we were 1-1 and got one at Austin Peay on a buzzer beater. And hopefully we have some success this weekend as well.
And G, let me ask you about Malcolm, man. Does he help you with screen, right? He's on ball screens with his wide base, man. He gives those guys like Dayton and Bryson and AJ get downhill. But Malcolm's length and size, it's in the straight screen. Defense can't run through him. It's be a foul. So how does he help in that area as well, where you want to do the pick and roll and run off ball actions?
Yeah, Malcolm's been unbelievable in ball screen coverage and his ability to stay between the ball and the basket and drop, but he's also been really good at hedging as well. So and then even sometimes when we're in ice coverages, his ability to move his feet and contain the guard and allow the guard to get back and then get back to his has been elite. And so to be honest with you, our defensive numbers wouldn't be anywhere where they are if it wasn't for Malcolm. I really appreciate the fact that he's been locked in. And I never asked him fully like what they always were in at Georgetown, but I think it was a lot of drop. But he's been good in every coverage, whether it's ice, whether it's drop, whether it's a hedge, and then even a couple of times we've switched. Malcolm's done a great job.
100%, man. And you know what, G is also, man, is EKU came to your home arena, man, and they were number one. You all held them down scoring wise, and you got a lot of points on them as well, man. So talk about that, man, for Queens being in transition to D1, man, and you all number one team in the A Sun, who's been lights out all year, come to your place and you give hang an L on them.
Yeah, I thought our guys, I mean, they were so locked in. You could see the connected basketball from defensively understanding the assignment. Malcolm, you know, really intimidating Cozart to Bryce Cash, you know, really doing an unbelievable job on Tate Blanton. So I thought there was two unbelievable defensive performances there. And then offensively, that led to us really being able to get out and run. But then they press, and our guys did an unbelievable job of attacking their pressure. Even were times we had our five man bringing the ball up and initiating offense so that they couldn't pressure us. And I thought our guys did a phenomenal job on both sides, really executing and understanding what we were trying to do. And I was really proud of the effort. And I thought we put, that was our best 40 minutes of the year for sure.
No doubt, man. Like I say, that, you know, like I say, you're like, right. AW, you know, guys, they press all the time, whether it be man zone and switching and drop back into the zone, man, and just dealing with that, man. And you could do what you did, man. 100% kudos to you guys and your team for that. And also that game, too, man. AJ and Dayton went to a piece that game against EKU, you know, who prides themselves on trying to stop people, holding people down, and, you know, not really being in too much of a deep drop, stuff like that, man. You did a great job against them offensive as well.
Yeah, I'm just proud of those dudes, and you know, been really, really, you know, forward with our guys. Hey, can't control what happened in the past. We got to continue to grow and get better, 1% daily. And I think all of our guys, Malcolm, have all bought into that, and we're seeing our team turn a corner. You know, I don't think we're all the way there yet, but we're seeing the progress. You see a lot of teams in February, they can kind of take a step back, and I think right now our team is starting to peak and take a step forward.
I think this is the right time for you want to happen. You don't want to peak in December. So I think as you do it, what was it better, man? It's like, it's definitely what you want to do. When you're doing the right things. And Bellerman, I want to highlight this, only 5 turnovers for the team, which is a whirlwind thing. As you all play, only 5 turnovers, man. Heck of a job to your guards, everybody, offensively against Bellerman, man, and coming after that big win against Ohio State.
Yeah, you know, and everyone says turnovers is the guards, but I think it's everyone. And, you know, that's one of the biggest things. Malcolm sees the ball more here than he did at Georgetown. And so part of his progress has been his turnover rate, which has been down quite a bit the last few weeks, and his foul rate too. So, you know, that's the biggest thing as you get into conference play is taking out the three things that can beat you: turnovers, fouls, and offensive rebounds. And so our team's doing a great job making progress in those areas. Our foul rate and our turnover rate are way down. If we can make a little progress in that offensive rebound rate, I think we're gonna be really hard to beat in March.
No doubt, G. Like you said, man. And how cool is that a guy like Malcolm size on DHOs? We're gonna run Bryce off of DHO or AJ or all them guys. His size, man, gives him that runway, man. You gotta really enjoy as length out there. We're trying to do handoffs as well, brother. So I feel like G, man, this guy right here really helped you out a lot, man. And having his unique size, man, for the age son, man, it's one of a kind.
Yeah, well, glad he's here. I'll let Malcolm touch on that, but he set a couple of monster screens the last few games and gotten guys wide open, and we call those screen assists. So, but it's a huge part of our offense. Malcolm, you want to touch on that?
Yeah, again, just thinking about how to be effective as a teammate. And so one thing that was pointed out to me is I can set more screens, especially for Chris. I think me and him actually talked about it, how I can, you know, work to get him more shots. And so I think just being more aware of what to do to make myself more effective really helped me out. And so just looking for those opportunities in the game to get my teammates open and then get myself open as well.
No doubt. And, G, this is something you may want to think about doing with Malcolm I see in practice, man. Like, I know Capella spends 30 minutes after practice doing screens with Murray, trade all the guards, man, to get where to be DHOs, ball screens and rolling and flashing. So, maybe that's something he does. Well, I talk to you more about it when I see you, Malcolm, but that's something that CCC does as well. I practice to get, make sure he's in rhythm with his guards and his wing people. When they said we're doing all those actions we do that Quinn like that loves to run, whether it be DHOs, ball screens, pin downs, whatever. But yeah, he definitely is active in that part of the game for the Hawks as well.
That's good to know. I mean, the fact that he's putting that kind of time in just screening, you know, getting guys open. And I, as a player, when I played, the best way I got open was actually setting great screens, you know, getting a great back screen or pin down on someone, causing two guys to have to guard that other guy, and then I was able to slip or pop or get open. And so I'm a huge proponent of that. Malcolm's done an unbelievable job. He's got such a great wide base on those screens. He gets guys open on especially like special teams, like baseline out of bounds, sideline out of bounds stuff. He does an unbelievable job on that.
And same for Onyeka Okongwu too, sitting there. He's now going to the corner shooting threes now, which I'm shooting threes. We got going to the corner there, slipping and go to the corner shooting threes there. So, you know, it's funny how I see these bigs evolve, man, do all small things now. They're shooting threes and bombs there. Jesus, how the game is going, buddy.
Hey, Malcolm practices them every day. He loves it. I know sometimes I'm like, hey, man, get by the basket. But there's times where you can actually see his shot developing. And something we do every day, every day here, every player dribble passes and shoots. And I'm happy that Malcolm is getting better at it. He's feeling more comfortable on the perimeter so that when he gets, you know, the last thing you want to do is get stuck out there and then not know what to do and look like a deer in headlights. And I can see every game Malcolm gets more and more comfortable on the perimeter passing, DHOs, getting into everything faster. And it helps a lot practicing it.
No doubt. Well, babe, look, I look forward to seeing you all this week, man. I know, like I say, G, I know that's what you, G. My mom with Lipscomb, so I told my mom to trip to Queens because G's my guy. I don't care if you with Lipscomb. You know? So
love it. Love it. Land, so we land about 10 o'clock, and we actually practice at 11 at Lipscomb. So we'll see you tomorrow or Thursday.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow and Thursday, buddy. I'll be around, brother. Your brother, just cheer you on, support you, G. Well, folks, this is Grant Leonard's show, episode 7 here, man. G doing big things with his players. Malcolm here with his week. We'll hope to see some live in color this week, man. Check us out always, Queens of Men's Basketball and QU Coach Grant.
All right, thanks, JR.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.